Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Now, there was a fleeting moment yesterday, wasn't there, when Wayne Rooney scored, when you thought, oh, could it be Everton's day? But I think most people with a calm head thought, no, they're not going to hang on to this. They didn't. And the crisis deepens. Let's talk with Alan Irwin. Morning, Al.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, it is a crisis, isn't it? You can't get away from that.
Well, that fleeting moment was the 12th minute, wasn't it? And it did lift spirits and a little bit of hope. But I think after that, Everton made Arsenal look like Real Madrid or Barcelona at times. They had so much of the ball, dominated, and it was simply a matter of time, wasn't it? I mean, Arsenal, the type of side we talked about last week, that, you know, can succumb under a bit of pressure and, you know, even the pressure from the crowd at times. You saw what happened to them late on at Watford if, you know, you get up and at them. But Everton never actually played with that sort of style, that sort of belief. They are lacking in confidence, and I think there was an inevitability, really, about the result once Arsenal equalised. Without a shadow of a doubt, it looked like there was only going to be one team that would go on and win it. And that was the case, and unfortunately, it was a heavy beating in the end, isn't it? I think once they go down to 10 men, Steve, and they're already 2-1 down, you know, there was never any way back for Everton, and you only got to look at the empty seats at the end of the stadium that told the sorry tale, really.
You've got to say, going down to 10 men as well, stupid, naive from Idrissa Gueye, just for a pro at that level to concede that sort of second foul against an Arsenal is just daft.
I know there are times when you've got to try and get a foot in, but when you're already on a yellow card and a situation that he was in, I think he might have escaped another one a little bit earlier, actually. So he was, you know, treading a fine line throughout the course of that second half, and it was a little bit silly. And it resulted in a suspension as well, which is, another blow. So things going from bad to worse and into the bottom three as well for Everton.
I heard some Evertonians saying last week after the games against Brighton, etc., you know, at least they were trying, they were putting a shift in. But I couldn't massively even see that yesterday, could you?
I think they weren't given the opportunity to, because they were chasing the ball so often, weren't they? Arsenal had so much possession, so many efforts on goal. I think, you know, it looked at times that Everton were chasing shadows, so I think you get a different view of things. I think at times when you do have possession and you may be lumping the ball forward into the opposition half, you know, it can look as though there's a lot of effort and commitment going into the game. I think in a match like that yesterday, it was never really going to give you that sort of view on the overall perspective of the game. And I think, you know, Everton are so lacking in confidence. I don't know where Koeman turns to from here, because, you know, his job is hanging by a thread. And when the fans and the vast majority of them have turned in that sense, I suppose, you know, that conclusion that Koeman will lose his job will probably happen.
When do you think it will be, Al? Because it seems to have been dragged out, doesn't it? The conversation over his job has gone on probably for 4 or 5 weeks now.
Well, I can understand that, Steve, because, you know, we are still in October. There have been a couple of international breaks. There were mitigating circumstances to a degree, given the lack of the bodies that he wanted in certain positions in the summer, and also these games that Everton have had to play. You can't disguise the fact that they have had to meet, five of last season's top six at this stage, which is a very, very difficult task. Maybe Evertonians need to look at their thought pattern from the summer and say, how many points will we have at this stage? And if they were being very, very realistic, then maybe they would have said, well, a win at Brighton and a win over Burnley on top of the points that they've got at the moment. They don't really, really believe that they were ever going to beat the likes of Manchester City away, although they did get a point and beat Chelsea away, and maybe Tottenham at home could have been a little different. But I think that they have to take a realistic viewpoint. So I can understand we're at the stage now, Steve, where we're approaching the next international break in November, which really is the time where you're a third of the way through the season. If chairman and boards are to make a decision, they have to give a new manager time to implement change, and also give them a transfer window as well to have some sort of impact as well. So I would say around about November is the time where chairman generally look at the situation overall and begin to think, well, if we're going to make a change, we need to do it now to make sure that any new manager can come in and put his stamp on things before it really does get too late. So I would imagine, in terms of answering your question, Steve, as to when, there's so many games for Everton at the moment. You know, you look, they've got this Carabao Cup tie on Wednesday at Chelsea. I suppose many Evertonians, those that do go there, will be feeling that, you know, they're exiting the competition. Although Chelsea are beatable this season, so but given Everton's low esteem and confidence at the moment, you can't see it happening.
Is that a disaster if they go out of the cup?
Cups are there to be won, and Everton haven't won one for a long, long time, Steve. You know, way back in 1995. So. You know, it'll be 23 years since they lifted a trophy, and they are important to fans. And I think they'd love to see Everton progress. They've been to the semi-final of this competition only, you know, a couple of seasons ago, so under Roberto Martinez. So it's always a competition that you feel that they can progress in, but never seem to actually make that, get over the final hurdle, so to speak. In the present state of the club, it's not important, because you know, when you look at the Premier League table and you see your side sitting in the bottom three, then fans think, you know, priorities lie elsewhere. And the Europa League will be the same, because unless they win in Lyon, you know, it's curtains. And Lyon are a fine side, who won themselves 5-0 away from home at the weekend. So that's not going to be easy. So I think that, you know, how long Everton delay the inevitability, I'm not quite sure. You could do it now, you could do it at the end of next week, Steve.
Go on, give me a shortlist then. Who's in your head at the moment, Al?
Well, this is something I put to a couple of fans yesterday. I can't see anybody out there who Everton will be
You'd
able
have Marco Silva, though, wouldn't you?
But he's not going to leave Watford, is he?
Well, isn't that a mad statement that everyone is saying he wouldn't leave Watford to come to Everton? What's happened to the Premier League?
Well, Watford hang on to their managers for 12-month periods, you know, season in, season out. You know, I think he'd be seen as an almost traitor to his own cause if he leaves a club, you know, what, 4 months into the job? That's not right.
All right, number two, then.
It's not right in itself. Steve, I haven't got a name that I could pluck out and simply say that he's the man for the job. Maybe you do need to go down the interim route of, say, you know, putting David Unsworth and Duncan Ferguson, just to try and give players belief and confidence, because you can only work with this squad of players through until January. Maybe just give them a month or so while Everton do a very thorough, you know, search and pinpoint the right man.
It's very hard, isn't it, talking about Everton on this Monday morning?
People are talking about David Moyes returning, newspapers and putting David Moyes back in the job. Well, I think you can rule that one out.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.